Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hello, Podlers. Coming up, we need to talk about Martin Roberts from Homes Under the Hammer.
OK, straight into a corridor. Now, I want to say something really random here. Why do so many houses have corridors when you come through the door? I mean, what is the point of this space? It's really annoying.
Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It's round. It's purple. It has my face on it. In cartoon form. And a QR code. It is the Breakfast Show merch for 2023. It is a sticker for you to put on your luggage when you head off on. Honestly, when the flaps open and my face comes out, and it slowly but surely makes its way around the baggage carousel at the
stand
airport.
Out from the crowd,
wherever you're going, people are going to be like, what? In like a million different languages. And that's what this is really. It's bringing people together, isn't it? That's what this merch does. It encourages people, hands across oceans, people to go, what is that, my friend?
Yeah.
And you can discuss and talk about it and go, hey, why don't we just go and grab a drink and be Facebook friends after the holiday's over?
There will come a time when there'll be two of these stickers on a baggage carousel at some point in the future. Imagine that.
That's amore.
That will happen at some point, surely. Yeah.
Now, to win one, well, you've got to be loud for your luggage. Basically, I'm going to play you a ditty that's coming up. In today's case, it's on Absolute 80s. The song is going to drop out into silence, and that's where you need to kick into gear. And as I say, be loud for your luggage. And the ditty we have from Absolute 80s this morning is Survivor and Eye of the Tiger. Oh, wow. This is what I'm after. Here we go. That's you right there. Text your name to 81215. That's your name to 81215. And that lets me know that you want to be loud for your luggage. I'll invite you on air to give it a go next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Right now, you can save on your decorating project with offers on their Dulux, Crown and Wix colour emulsion paint ranges. Shop online and in store today.
Be house proud with Wix.
It is 6:47 on your Wednesday morning here in the studio. I look out of the window and the sun has peeked its little head out from behind a cloud. It's a sign, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a sign that you need some Breakfast Show merch in your life. It is a sticker for you to put on your luggage. And joining us right now on line one is James. Good morning, James.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
James, welcome along to the show. So James loves a little bit of Absolute Radio country, which is great. He's in traffic management. So, of course, we spent the last song talking about temporary traffic lights. So, James, why do they take so much longer to change than the traditional, should I say, normal traffic lights, the established set?
Longer timings. So they basically take longer to process through than a normal traffic light.
Oh. So they don't have a sensor on them?
You can't flash them.
You can't flash them, no.
It doesn't make any difference.
So people who are flashing them, it's lights, pointless.
Yeah. Absolutely pointless. You're wasting your headlights.
Yeah, right, okay. Well,
is that just a particular brand of temporary traffic light, or is that across the board, James?
All of them, yeah.
All the same.
Because I still just do it anyway. I just think I might as well. It's worth a try. Yeah. Well, yeah. Got nothing else to do.
I don't do a great deal of driving. I remember once Sarah Jane said to me, flash them, and I got out of the car and dropped my trousers.
Definitely won't work.
Yeah, no, it did. It definitely won't work. Ouch. By the way, James. Ouch. Okay, let's get down to you being loud for your luggage, shall we? I'm going to play the song from Absolute 80s. It's Survivor, Eye of the Tiger. You just need to be loud and proud. Here we go.
Eye of the Tiger, it's the thrill of the fight. Rising up to the challenge of our rivals.
Yeah. There is a question in the song as well. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, Rocky's feeling pumped up now.
Hey, Adrian.
I must break you. Yes, there we go, James. You have done it. You've been loud. You've chucked a few question marks in there, Glenn's right, but you've done it. You've got yourself a sticker for your luggage. Thank you for tuning into the show, James. Appreciate it. Speak to you real soon, man.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Top of the morning to you. It is 12 minutes past 7 on your Wednesday. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. On the way next, on this Dave in history, wow me with a historical fact from this day, the 12th of April. You can have a shout out. The number is 81215. But first, as billed, it's Matt Dyson, the Social Ammo. Matt, what's going on out there?
We've got a little Martin Roberts deep dive to start with this morning, which is always nice. So often on our screens, on daytime TV, and we sort of take it for granted, don't we? Often on in the background while we're doing other stuff. The national treasure that he is being celebrated on social media. Aside from that weird video that he did where he begged to go on Strictly and said there would be a groundswell of support. Yeah, and
I was part of that groundswell. I'm such a fan.
A guy called Nick Walker was watching Holmes Under the Hammer. He curates the daytime snaps feed of out-of-context pictures from daytime TV, celebrating the joys of daytime TV. And he noticed on the show the other day that Martin had a rant out of the blue against the concept of entry doors in houses. Here he is in action.
Okay, straight into a corridor. Now, I want to say something really random here. Why do so many houses have corridors when you come through the door? I mean, what is the point of this space? It's really annoying. Tell you what, let's not have this wall here, and we have a nice big space when you come through the door, or build a little kind of porch thing. Wrong place for a corridor. Anyway, rant over. What have we got? Corridor.
I'm such a fan of Martin Roberts. I just like the idea that he says to the camera operators, you rolling?
Yeah,
right, let's go into this camera.
He's always the most interesting one on Holmes Under the Hammer. And then later on in the same episode, he went on to start talking about Biggleswade. And this is even better.
I just love the idea of living in a place called Biggleswade. I mean, I've been here before. And just, I love the name. Biggleswade, where'd you live? Biggleswade.
You still rolling? You still rolling?
Biggleswade. Do you want to keep that in, yeah? You want to keep the stuff in about Biggleswade?
I just love the idea.
Biggleswade.
Of living in a place called Biggleswade. I mean, I haven't been here before. And just, I love the name. Biggleswade.
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 Do you reckon any of the people who live there is actually it's Biggleswade?
Biggleswade. Yeah, it's actually quite an unremarkable town, just off the A1 in Bedfordshire.
I presume that Martin Roberts had been to every single town and hamlet in the UK after 15 years of Holmes Under the Hammer.
So fresh,
surely.
To Biggleswade. Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? I'll share the video so you can watch him in action for yourself. And there's also a video, because it's hashtag National Pet Day, and off the back of the Corgi commentary yesterday. And we haven't had any talking dogs for a while on Social Ammo.
No. You got all those tweets of complaint, didn't you?
Two dogs FaceTiming each other. This has gone viral on TikTok in the States. Rollo, a Rottweiler Shepherd mix, used to be best friends with Sadie, a Husky Shepherd mix. They lived together throughout lockdown, but then one of the owners got a job 3 hours away, so they live separately now. But they keep in touch via FaceTime. It's an amazing video of two dogs chatting on FaceTime. Right, it starts with the first dog, and then the other dog starts howling. So you hear the high pitched of Rollo to start with. So that's a two-way conversation. And they sit there for hours just staring at each other, chatting, howling away, catching up, you know, on FaceTime.
I think that's what old Swiss was like on his stag do.
I'll just go and put the washing on. Anyway, that is your Social Ammo action. It's viral, it's trending, it's gaining traction.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
You are listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. And now, as promised, your chance to earn a shout-out for you or someone you love very much as we focus on this Dave in history. So it's the 12th of April, but looking back through time, whether it be a global event or something that happened in your world, I want to know the details at 8, 12, 15. Send them along. If I am wowed enough by this fact from, as I say, global events and history or your world, then I will read it out and you will get a shout out. Send them along, as I say, to 8, 12, 15. And nothing like, I don't know, in 1892 a patent was first painted and put out there for the typewriter, the portable typewriter. I know that.
Yes.
I already know that. Yeah. I might not be able to say it aloud as a sentence, but I already know it. You know, I'm aware of it, yeah. Okay. So 8/12/15 on this Dave in history.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Save on your next garden project with their latest spring savers, from Cuprinol shed and fence treatment to peat-free compost and timber deck boards. Shop online or in store today. Ends today.
Be house proud with Wix.
Entertain me. On this Dave, the 12th of April, Matt, you can go first.
Oh, on this Dave in 1989, Dave, Andrew Lloyd Webber's Cats became Britain's longest-running musical when it was performed for the 3,358th time at the New London Theatre, Drury Lane.
I'm not interested by that.
Some 30 years, almost exactly 30 years before it became the worst film ever made. No one saw that coming.
Ouch. On this Dave, the 12th of April, Sir Bobby Moore, David Letterman and Herbie Hancock were born. And NASA launched the first space shuttle, which was in 1981. That's from Brendan in Waltham Abbey. And Brendan's getting a shout out for that because I am interested in that. I like that. On this Dave in 1992, Euro Disney opened in France.
That's
quite interesting. Claire from Colshorton, you can have a shout out for that. Emma, we got entertain me, please.
Yeah, in 1606, the Union Jack became the flag of Britain.
Ah, yes. That was a moment.
How dare you? I don't remember the 90s. Glenn,
On the 12th of April last year, it was Saoirse Ronan's birthday. And apparently, it's also this year as well.
Wow.
Okay, yeah. I've got a wow for that. Okay, well done, Glenn, yeah. Hi, Dave. On this Dave, 12th of April 2023. Oh, that's today. Thanks to your caller James earlier this morning, I learned that temporary traffic lights don't have sensors on them.
Yes.
So it's pointless flashing headlights at them. From Jack, who's heading up north. Yeah, Jack, you can have a shout-out for that. Morning, Dave and the team. On this Dave, our fabulous son Jamie was born, which means today is his birthday. Happy birthday, Jamie, from all the family. Nice. There we go. And on this Dave in history, we'll return tomorrow. So it's time to turn your minds to the 13th of April.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
Uh-oh.
5 words. 5 grand.
Absolute Radio.
Look what it is. Radio's easiest game to play, but the hardest one to win. We are desperate to find a winner here in the studio. I want somebody to get their hands on the 5 grand. And playing this morning is Stephen. Good morning, Stephen.
Morning, mate.
Welcome along to the show. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm all good. Tired.
Okay, tired. That's because you've got a 6-month-old baby boy, haven't you, Stephen?
Yeah, a little pain in the backside.
Okay. Oh, well, he can't help it. Do you want to give him a shout-out? He might be the youngest person to ever get a shout-out on the breakfast show. What's his name?
His name's Rowan.
Rowan, okay. Hello, Rowan. Good morning to you. So, Stephen, let's get down to business. Have you ever matched 5 out of 5?
I mean, in my head, I match every morning, but no.
No, okay, but in reality, it's, yeah. I mean, I can give you the imaginary 5 grand now, if you like, Stephen, but let's spin the random... Let's spin the random player generator, see who you got.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn
Moore. Free choice.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Emma Jones. Glenn Moore.
Glenn Moore.
You are playing with Glenn Moore. Farewell, Glenn.
Good luck.
Glenn is leaving the studio, Stephen, and he has now gone. Stephen, as you are fully aware, I'm going to present you with 5 words. You say the first word that comes to mind, or, of course, the word you think Glenn is most likely to give, because I will be giving Glenn the exact same 5 words. And if his 5 words are the same as your 5 words, then you win £5,000 of real money. Good luck. Here we go.
Small.
Big.
Small.
Yes.
Mobile.
Phone.
Nice.
Line, L-I-N-E, line.
Line. Dot.
Monster.
Monster, smash.
Oh, yes.
Very nice.
That's what I would
very
say. Nice.
Lovely stuff, Stephen. And finally, the word is dream. D-R-E-A-M, dream.
Nightmare.
Nice opposite. Nice. At the end. Stephen, please wait right there. It's a great set of answers. Glenn is back in play next.
Five words, £5,000.
Absolute Radio. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Paint your walls a shade that'll get your neighbours staring. Get Dulux Standard 2.5-litre coloured emulsion. Was £21, now £16.
Be house proud with Wix.
Five words. £5,000.
Absolute Radio.
Does that mean I have to leave again?
No, it means you're back.
Right.
I know you put your headphones on at the last minute, you don't often hear this bit, but yeah, it means you're back. Glenn is back. Stephen has been waiting patiently on line one. It is time to get down to business. Good luck, Stephen.
Nice one.
Okay, here we go. Glenn, first word that comes to mind when I say big.
Small.
Correct. Nicely done. One down. Mobile.
Phone.
Absolutely right. That's two for you there, Stephen. Very nice. What have you got for L-I-N-E, line?
Dance.
Yeah. Yeah.
Line up.
I don't think you could keep going all day. I'm not sure you'd get it.
Really, what was it?
We had dot. Line and
I wouldn't have gotten that. I'm sorry, Stephen.
Stephen. You have not won the money today, but it's been lovely having you on the show. We are so pleased you got to give a shout-out to your six-month-old son, Rowan, and we will speak to you again real soon. The remaining two words, by the way, were monster.
Munch.
Mash.
Oh!
A lovely answer from Stephen there. And dream.
Catcher.
Oh, nightmare we had.
Oh, OK, that's good.
We had an opposite. All of this, of course, means we will be playing Five Words, £5,000 again tomorrow morning. If you would like to play, call us right now. The number is 0330-123-1215.
Five Words, £5,000.
Absolute Radio. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is coming up to 12 minutes past 8 on your Wednesday morning, and it means it's Cool Badge Day here on The Breakfast Show. Have you been uncool? Come on, you know you have. That thing you said, what? 8 to 12, 15. Hand me the cool badge. And as always, well, I myself, and I know what you're thinking, not you, Dave, you're too cool to ever hand in the badge.
Too cool for school.
I am, and that's the kind of stuff
I actually wasn't thinking that.
Well, you're probably thinking it now, right? Now I've said it, and twice, and you're probably thinking it. So I'm going to hand in the badge, and it comes courtesy of a television series that I've fallen in love with. Now, often here in the studio, to give you a backstory, in Studio One, there is the Hypebeast Womble producer, Mark, there's Matt Dyson, there's Old Swiss, and there's myself. And sometimes when the songs are on, you know, we'll be talking about life in general and what we're going to do in the next talky bit. And often the Hypebeast Womble and Matt Dyson will start talking about, like, the Sleaford Mods or something.
They're Brad Van Aken. I hear they're doing a small, tiny room for six people in America. Shall we go?
Oh. Depressingly accurate.
You know, and I'm like, oh, we've only got a minute left on Shania Twain. Anyway, Old Swiss and I can be, we can be found discussing much more sophisticated things like, have you seen the new season of Mandalorian on Disney Plus, for example?
Yes.
That's my guy. And recently, Old Swiss brought to my attention a series called The Boys, is on Amazon. Now, this one had passed me by, but effectively it's the tale of a group of vigilantes that combat people with superhuman powers and the individuals that have them and their abuse of those powers. And they're a ragtag mob of people that have been brought together, and I absolutely love it. And the main character, I suppose, is a guy called Billy Butcher, played by the actor Carl Urban, who many of you will either know as playing Judge Dredd, not Sylvester Stallone, the other one, or being Bones in the remake of Star Trek.
Oh,
with Zachary
right,
Quinto and
yes.
Chris Pine. Oh, we're loving this, aren't we, Altus? I told you we'd get a platform. Oh, lovely stuff.
And he was in Lord of the Rings. Are we all forgetting our fantasy films?
So, sorry, Glenn, sorry. This is why the glass is in place, you know, or we'd be... Anyway, so I've watched... So about a week ago, Old Swiss said, you should watch The Boys, you'll quite like it. Ooh. Cut to now, I've finished the whole lot. Three wow. seasons, done. Sarah Jane is livid, but I've got to watch it. So Billy Butcher, played by Carl Urban, sporting the worst Cockney accent in the world.
I was going to say, it sounds like an EastEnders character, Billy Butcher.
It's unreal. It varies wildly between Australian, South African
really?
And
oh,
Cockney. It's really
that.
Strange.
But
yeah, it's bizarre.
And he does, he's kind of Michael Caine when he's hurt. Now, let me tell you something. When you are superpowers. So what are you doing, Carl? But I love the show so much, I was willing to let it slide. And in season three, right, which is the latest season, there is a flashback sequence to Billy Butcher's childhood where he's sat on his bed, he's about nine, and he's comforting his little brother. And behind them is one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen. It's a Cholton Athletic scarf.
No.
Billy Butcher's a Cholton fan like me! And which was how I responded in my own front room. Yeah. You know, what's going on? And I just spent, and this is where I'm handing in the badge, I spent ages, far too long, thinking, can I put this on my Instagram? Will anybody else be interested?
I think the funniest thing, and this speaks a lot to Billy Butcher's weird Cockney accent, is that he has got a Charlton flag, but he's also has he got like a West Ham flag
on the wall as well.
I'm cropped out the West Ham flag. But no,
he's like David Cameron.
Yeah.
He's got multiple teams, and that's fine.
But he's got a Cholton Athletic flag on the above his bed, on his bedroom ceiling. Mm. So that seals it. And I am too happy about that. For a man of my age and responsibilities in life, I shouldn't be that pleased. But the only thing Cholton have got is the fact it's Rodney Trotter's middle name. Right. Up until now, that's all we've had. So I am thrilled we're part of some cool Amazon show. You know what I mean? Right, get the badges in. That's the kind of thing I'm after. The number is 81215.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Yeah, that's right, Old Swiss. He's the son of Dennis Quaid and Meg Ryan. Yeah, Jack Quaid. Yeah, he's really good in it. It's 19
what?
Minutes past eight.
Sorry.
The guy in The Boys.
Yeah.
Yeah. His parents are Dennis Quaid and Meg Ryan. He is Jack Quaid.
I didn't even know Dennis Quaid and Meg Ryan were together.
They met on the set of Inner Space, the 1986 classic. Give me the
badge. It's another badge.
I'm interested.
Right there. Morning, Dave and the team. My husband has just texted me saying his train was on time for once, and I quote, "I've got an episode of Tipping Point downloaded on my phone. I've never been so happy." That's his badge gone, isn't it? Yes, Monique in Leicester. Yes, it is. Give me the badge. Matt Dyson, even though you've just unpinned one, would you like to go again?
Yeah. I had a preempted call badge yesterday with my 11-year-old daughter, Bess. So we were sat there looking at our phones, scrolling forever and ever, and I said, you seen that Millie Bobby Brown's got engaged, Bess? And because she's a big fan of Stranger Things, she loves her work. And she was like, amazing. I had seen that. She got engaged to Jake Bon Jovi, John Bon Jovi's son. Mm. And she was going, don't. I was going, what? Don't mention that a singer in the 90s was also called Bobby Brown. You say that every single time you mention Millie Bobby Brown. I was like, oh right. I do. But and then I sort of, I might as well just go with this now. Imagine in 30 years' time, Bess, if like there was an actor called Simon Taylor Swift. Imagine, you'd be amazed by that, wouldn't you? You'd be amazed by it.
What were you saying to your son or daughter?
So you can see why I'm amazed by them sharing the same name. And she was like, meh. And then went back to her phone.
Bess, don't be so cruel.
Oh, yeah. Two can play at that game. Yeah.
Oh, we got it going on. So basically, all of the cool badges we could ever have handed in here in the studio have now been handed in. So it's over to you guys. 8, 12, 15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Right now, you can save on your decorating project with offers on their Dulux, Crown and Wix colour emulsion paint ranges. Shop online and in-store today.
Be house proud with Wix.
So looking across all of the texts and messages we've received on Cool Badge Day, it seems the uncoolest part of the world right now is Hull. Just so you know, people of Hull. And it starts with Sophie from Hull, who says, Dave, my viewing tastes have gone backwards, and now, for some reason, I only watch shows from the 1990s, which is uncool enough in itself. But I saw a new episode of the Britass Empire advertised, which I hadn't seen before.
Oh.
And I honestly said, well, that's tonight sorted.
Oh,
what a saddo, says Sophie from Hull.
Saddo.
Saddo. Oh. Take the badge and lock it away, Dave.
Love it.
I never want that baby back. So that's Sophie from Hull. And now we speak to, you've guessed it, from Hull, Lucy. Good morning, Lucy.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hello.
You sound so sheepish on the line, and that's because you're handing in the badge, which is a brave thing to do. So you're making a shopping list and you retrieve a pen from a drawer.
I do.
Tell everybody what happened next that fateful day.
Well, there's quite a few pens in my drawer. And so I rifled through them, chose one, started writing with it, and was overjoyed at my handwriting and announced to my husband that this pen writes lovely. I'm keeping this one for me.
Oh, we've got a favourite pen. I mean,
this pen writes lovely. This,
Do you remember when we used to host the Home Time show? We did an entire episode on the Bic Cristal 1.6 millimetre.
That writes lovely.
That is a bad boy.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we're not in the market for some PR company to send us a load of free pens, Lucy, so but the floor is yours. Do you know what kind of pen it is?
It's just a black Biro. Nothing special about it.
Oh, that's nice.
Of all the bad things I've said, of all the uncool things that I've said, I think when I said it, as soon as I said it, I wished I could have taken it back.
It's a timeless passage, Biro.
Just a simple black Biro. It's Lucy's favourite pen. How did your husband react when you said this? Was he like, yeah, whatever?
I think he's just used to me, so I think it's straight over the head.
Has the pen now got a special place? Because obviously everyone has that drawer where there's just all the pens and bits in there. Do you now have the special black biro towards the front of the drawer so you get to it first? Or have you taken it from the drawer and now it lives in a little gold pillow with a glass case over the top of it in the hall?
Well, I would do, but no, it's in my handbag. No one's getting hold of that.
It's in the handbag, so it's with you at all times. Now, you're a beautician. You do nails as part of what you do, Lucy. Oh, Lucy's hung up. Okay, Lucy, it's understandable.
She's got a busy day with her pen planned ahead.
Of course it is. It's in my bag. Oh, I've said too much. What if people know my special pen's in my bag?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Save on your next garden project with their latest spring savers. From Cuprinol shed and fence treatment to peat-free compost and timber deck boards. Shop online or in store today. Ends today.
Be house proud with Wix.
It's 8:51 on your Wednesday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where exactly 51 minutes ago, Emma Jones brought us the news that Michael Jordan's trainers have sold for £1.8 million yesterday. And I thought, hang on a second. There's wordplay here.
Yes.
And as the Krebs King, Matt Dyson, you got very excited about this, didn't you?
Very excited, yeah.
So we are smashing together trainers, bumpers, as some people used to call them back in the day. Mainly mums.
Sneakers.
Trainers, sneakers, whatever you call them, and movies. Not done movies in a wee while.
Ooh.
So 8 to 12, 15 is where you send your puns. Make sure you include your name so I can give you a little shout out along the way. The kind of thing we're after for all you newcomers is Mr. and Mrs. Stan Smith.
I love that.
Adidas boots.
Oh, nice, yeah.
A couple there, you see. Matt, what have you got for everyone?
Mad Air Max.
Oh, very good, yes.
And What We Do in the High-Tech Silver Shadows.
Oh, excellent. Emma Jones?
I got Magic Nike.
Oh, very nice.
The Golar Express.
Oh, lovely.
And Edward Scissorhands.
Wow!
Oh,
what a trio. Glenn?
Lace Ventura.
Oh,
yes. The Man Who Shot Liberty New Balance. And Vans Labyrinth.
So it is trainers versus movies at 8, 12, 15. Come join in.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast.
Absolute Radio.
You are listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where just moments ago I took inspiration from Michael Jordan's trainer selling at auction for £1.8 million just yesterday. And I thought that would make for a good smash. Let's bring together trainers and movies. And of course, you guys out there, well, when it comes to puns, it's another slam dunk. Alien Con versus Predator, says Louisa from Newport. Laces High, says Stacey. Nike of the Living Dead from Kev in Langley Park. Reebok to the Future from Ryan in Norfolk. White Men Can't Pumps from Dave in North Wales. Conair Jordans from Mitch in Laurel. Catch Me If You Vans is brilliant work from Samantha in Leeds. Some Nike It Hot from Pete in Chester. And Finding Dear Dory from Rich in Wigan.
Amazing. The hand that reboxed the cradle, says Darren. Saturday Night Fever is an anonymous one. Nike at the Museum. Anything starring Puma Gooding Jr. Dunlop Green Flashdance, says Richard. Very nice. And Marking Wear has gone for Erin Rebokovic.
I take such pleasure from your puns, which is why the smash will be back on The Breakfast Show real soon.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast.
Absolute Radio.
That is it for Wednesday morning's edition of The Breakfast Show. Time to say thanks ever so much for tuning in and to remind you all that a brand new edition of the daily podcast will soon be made available. But Matt, what's it to be named? The podcast naming bell has rung on the following occasions. Dropping your trousers at the traffic lights definitely will not work.
That was us talking early this morning about flashing temporary traffic lights with your headlights.
Big Les Wade.
That's Glenn's pronunciation of the town of Biggleswade.
Rocky's feeling pumped after that.
That was the sing-along earlier, of course, Loud For Your Luggage.
Why do so many houses have entrance corridors?
That is Martin, not Martin Lewis, Martin Roberts.
Yes, get your Martins right.
His rant about corridors in The Social Ammo.
This pen writes lovely.
Oh, that was an excellent text and a caller that came in from Lucy from Hull, her call badge earlier.
And finally, Millie Bobby Brown Bon Jovi.
That's what the double-barreling could be. Now they're engaged. I like the sound of it. It's a classic 80s music coming together. I quite like This Pen Writes Lovely.
Yeah,
I think that's got a nice ring to it, hasn't it?
It makes a happy duo of yesterday's There's a Hand in the Bed. There's a Hand in the Bed.
Yes, all listener-generated as well, which is nice.
That is the name of the podcast you are looking for. Up next, we'll tell you how much money you could win from our cash register. And, of course, we'll be back with you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. So until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.